نعم دو ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد.
الله سبحانه وتعالى. Every moment, every time, every second to the human being, to the insan, Allah wants to give hidayah. Allah wants to give guidance. Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, His blessings, all of this wants that any person, especially the person with faith, with iman, because everybody, all the makhluq of Allah is Allah's, all creation belongs to Allah, but especially the person of iman, faith, who believes in Allah, and is the ummati of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then especially that person, Allah Ta'ala sends the rahmah on that person, and once that person comes towards hidayah, guidance, does his islah, where he's going to go back forever in the hereafter, that he has a good life. How can this person get out or away from Jahannam so that he can live a good life? Because Jahannam's fire is not a minor thing. That the normal prisons in the world, to live there, to spend time there, is difficult. And Jahannam, it is such a prison that Allah Ta'ala has kept for His mujrims, His criminals. So Allah Ta'ala wants and tries that somehow or other this servant, this man, comes towards guidance and gets to the destination. And for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not put burdens on a person. Not put a burden on a person. Allah has given a person an open playing field, however you want, whenever you want. Just a little bit of effort is required. A person, even if he thinks in his heart that what is the right path, that's it. Allah says, this is the person who's going to be corrected. He is going to be okay. Now he'll be fine. Now this little flicker, this bulb that's lit, what's the right path? You're walking, people are sat, what are they doing? That's it. Then they're doing some good action. You're just wandering past, what are they doing here? And just to look at them and think, Allah Ta'ala really likes them. He becomes beloved to Allah and His doors open. Now, a person came to meet me a few days ago. It was a good discussion, I remember. It's something to share at the right time. And maybe it was our second meeting or third meeting with him. And for him, after he's taken bayah, it's been about 30 years. 30 years since he's took bayah and become a student. So he came to meet me. And I was surprised, but he came to meet. And the point he said, I really liked it. The words he said, I was a very bad person, he said. Very dirty person. Hazrat Sahib, what can I say to you? It's a lot of defects, all the bad things, the negative things were inside me. I was a very dirty person. Forget about salah, he said. That's after music, singing, and alcohol, this and that. And he was famous in using instruments and in the music sort of industry, you could say. So, and people used to try their best that just come in the right path. I used to take it out of my mind. I used to hear bayans, used to go for Jummah people used to come. He's telling me this. So, he said that I used to go with a person to work and he gave du'as to him, subhanAllah. He said, whenever I used to go with him to work, his murid, he used to put your cassette on. And I used to say to him, that what is it you're putting on? Put some music on, some song on, put some other words on. You keep on listening to these Mulana's words. We go to the masjids. And he didn't used to mind. He just used to put the cassette on, the bayan on. He said, anyway, I stayed quiet, I used to close my eyes. But even then I used to say to him that please put something on else on in the car. Every day we used to travel together to work. He said once in your cassette was running, playing, and in that a little bit of interest developed in me. Your one point and word was so great to me, it was like it really connected with me. Fantastic. It was so great for me that suddenly my heart opened up. My heart opened up. And I couldn't tell you, Hazrat Sahib, that soon inside me, like the voltage of light came inside me. I said, what was that? He said, you were given an example of something. And that example, I really liked it. I really liked it. That I just, Hazrat Sahib, at that time immediately I did tawbah. I repented and my eyes started to cry. That's it. He said, then I just got back from work somehow. I did real tawbah. I broke everything. All paths I finished, all paths to evil and bad. I stopped them and I ran towards Allah. And I looked for you and I took bayah with you. I learned dhikr from you. And he was in a state of illness. He said, after 30 years, today I'm close to dying. Every illness is inside me. But I'm so satisfied that Allah Ta'ala, what a great path you've showed to me. So Allah is so kareem that we don't know that what point can penetrate the heart of a person and impact a person. You know the sayings of the wali Allah, that one moment in the company of the wali Allah, this is reality. That there's no moment of a life, it's not written. In just a second, split second, that he pays attention, Allah Ta'ala says, that's it. Now he's paid attention, because before Allah puts the condition that you need to make the effort, you need to make a move. And just you move a little bit, what are they doing? What's going on here? Inquiry. Allah Ta'ala says, just grab this person. Why are they sat here? Allah says, take that person. What is dhikr? That's it. Enough of an inquiry. Alhamdulillah. Immediately, take that person. Embrace that person. Allah's guidance. So it's not necessary that you're sat here, all of you, you listen. And then maybe that I don't have, I just have a niyyah to share and advise. I don't have any other desire to speak. So the reason is that Allah says that you keep speaking and whoever's going to come towards hidayah, he will come towards hidayah. Guidance. You just keep your work running. Allah knows that which statement or point that he will like and he will do tawbah and then change his life. So Allah Ta'ala's doors, Allah's court is always open. You know Ramadan? In Ramadan, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, his special rahmah is present in Ramadan. That it makes the hearts melt. Our bodies, heart are so soft that every good thing we are able to absorb it during Ramadan. Yes? That's the quality. It doesn't come out then. Any good thing, it goes inside a person because it's Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala at this point in time has made everything soft within a person because Allah wants to give hidayah, guidance to the person. So most definitely these majalis, these gatherings, alhamdulillah, very valuable indeed. The who knows that you're going to benefit from maybe you're sinning and whilst you're sinning you repent or you're weak in something and you want to improve. Now it's not the case that maybe the person who's speaking is giving you another example, but you are getting the benefit in another way. Maybe it becomes a medicine for you or a cure for you or a solution for you. So Ramadan Sharif, this is a great favor of Ramadan on us. It's the blessings of Ramadan upon us. That a person can get hidayah, guidance. Then everything for him becomes better and improved. What is guidance? What is hidayah? Hidayah, guidance is this, that the path that you're on, and someone says this path you're traveling on is the wrong path, that's guidance. This is hidayah. This is the definition of the another person is on a wrong path, and the other person says that this path, if you carry on along this path, the traffic is closed, there's a roadblock or there's roadworks, you'll get stuck. He's just told you enough and it's made his life. He said, oh, roadworks. He turns the car and he goes, oh, on an easier route, and he arrives to his destination. This equals hidayah, guidance, or to guide. So a person, when you put him onto the right track, the right route, the easier route, that this is good for you. He says, is this good for me? He said, okay, fine. I'll follow this advice of yours. The rest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps on guiding that person and guides him towards that path and on that path. And this is hidayah. This is guidance that we ask from Allah Ta'ala always, ihdina siratul mustaqim, ihdina siratul mustaqim, ihdina. All year long we ask Allah, all year long we ask Allah. Says, okay, if you want it, then here, take Ramadan and take the guidance. This month has come and you will attain hidayah in this month. I soften the hearts, our minds, it's brought us towards Allah. Allah says, I've imprisoned the shaitans. I've made everything easy for you. I've prepared you. Nothing is left, Allah says. And more than that, to make your passion and desire, that I've increased the reward for your good deeds. If you pray nafil, you will get the further reward. Subhanallah. What a great, great. Allah says, what else shall I do for you? What else shall I do for you to make easy for you? Even then you go towards hell and Jahannam. Even then you don't understand in your akal that this is the wrong path I'm on. There are two paths only. There's the right path, the honest path, and there's the wrong path, the dishonest path. That's it. There's two paths. That's it. Allah Ta'ala says, there's no third path. There's one path. Clearly Allah's mentioned. Clearly. Yeah, and that to follow shaitan, to go after shaitan, that's one path. And that's the wrong path. Yes, you're obeying shaitan, you're imitating shaitan, you're following his advice. Who are you following? Shaitan. And the other path, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رُسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حُسَنَةٌ. That this is the path of my Rasul, my Prophet, follow this. Now it's your choice. Do you want to follow the Rasul's path or do you want to follow shaitan's path? Who is the one of more wisdom? Who will say that I want to follow shaitan and run after shaitan? Yes, Allah says there's only two paths. Two opposite. One is the path of the Prophet. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فِي أُسْوَةٍ حَسَنَةٍ. Allah says, رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٍ. The way of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The best path. And the other path is shaitan. Who do you want to run after? You have to make a decision. Do you want to follow shaitan's path? What is that? Leave salah, commit sins, cut your beards, and listen to music. When you want to pray, pray. When you don't want to pray, don't pray. Your appearance, your libas, nothing. You're walking, you're sitting. The basis of your life is not correct. You don't know about the hereafter. What do you call this? The Quran is saying this. This is this individual. تَتَبُوا خُطَوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ وَلَا خُطَوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Allah says, beware, don't go down this path. Allah said this on top. The person who gets trapped in this way, then he is in the path of shaitan. Shaitan's path. Every action of his is the flip side. Opposite. Opposite to what? The main path. So we're comparing to what? What is the main path? لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رُسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ. Did this action, did the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do this? If I cut my beard, did the Prophet cut his beard? If I'm leaving salah, did the Prophet leave salah? Or if I imitate the people غير دون faith, has Allah not given me the beautiful way? I'm consuming riba. Did he not prohibit consuming interest? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we have taken the third path, or do a bit of this and let's do a bit of that. Oh, mashallah. Mixture. Pray salah and cut the beard. Take interest riba and do hajj at the same time. Listen to music, watch music, subhanallah, and knock the tasbih. And use the tasbih to remember Allah. So this got the third path we've created. Allah said on this as well. Fissal mikafah, Allah says. That don't do this. Allah says, fissal mikafah, completely, totally, I want you to be on the right path. Completely. Wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. Don't be half of this, half of that. Then you'll get a loss and you'll get thrown in Jahannam as well. Don't say I prayed salah. Don't say I kept the fasts. Allah says, this is not acceptable for me. Fisil mikafa, completely you need to practice the deen. That's what I will accept. That's what's beloved to me. Allah says, 5 times salah order, you need to pray 5 times in Jama'at congregation. Yes, if I've ordered you to follow the Holy Prophet ﷺ sunnah, you must practice it completely. I've prohibited you from haram, you need to abstain from haram. Dhalika hududullah. Allah says, these are my hudud, my boundaries. Whoever surpasses the boundary, then he is lost. Do you understand what I'm saying, my friends? So as I said to you, open your eyes. This is the majlis of Ramadan. The gatherings of Ramadan are full of barakah and blessings. Don't know how many of your darajat and levels have been increased. Yes, you'll get to the high level of Jannah Paradise. What else is there? Allah will say that these were the people, the gardens of paradise that I spoke to you about. Yes, that this is the preparation I made for you, a man I've prepared for you, I've sat him down, you've got dhikr gatherings taking place, announcement, masjid has been assigned over to you, the whole masjid I've given to you, even then you don't understand. Even then you don't understand. You say, even then we're not going to come. Then we're not going to go. Very fortunate are those people who have just sat down, alhamdulillah. Jannati people. Not this, that they're not sinners, etc. I'm just telling you the point so we can improve ourselves. As I said, that maybe some good point will absorb in your heart and you'll be successful. Oh, I was doing this wrong. Oh, no, no, this is very wrong. This is shaitan. Shaitani path, astaghfirullah. The Holy Prophet ﷺ didn't do this. The companions didn't do this. What I'm doing. That there's no path in between. Allah says, فِسِلْمِ كَافَ. Completely you need to come into Islam. So why are you a monkey? Why are you running after the wrong actions? Think. The person starts to think like that. So the heart is saying to you that I'm praying Salah, I'm doing wrong. The heart saying, you're doing a joke with me. With Allah Ta'ala, you can't joke with Allah. Yes, you are doing jokes with yourself. You're playing with yourself. Just take the right path. فِسِلْمِ كَافَ. The life of 4 days, just spend it on the right path. That's it. The life is of 4 days. Then spend it in the right path. And you've got permanent paradise after that. Permanent paradise. You'll get forever more paradise. Foolish person. Allah says, I'm explaining everything to you clearly. Say, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So now we understand everything, isn't it? But who stops? That's the real issue here. Who stops? We understand. Even then we stop and we don't implement. Oh, from tomorrow I'll pray Salah. Tomorrow never comes. From tomorrow I'll improve myself. Tomorrow never comes. What is this that's causing this? Look. A good doctor, you know, a good doctor, tabib, hakim, good doctor. If you go to the doctor, what does the doctor do? He says, what's wrong? Why you come to me, patient? He says, I've got a stomachache. Stomachache? Okay, painkiller. And he writes it down. For the pain, stomach pain, painkiller. I've got a headache. Okay, painkiller. He gives a painkiller. Toothache, painkiller. He writes the prescription. You go to the Hakim. Hakim Sayyid. He was a big Hakim. Hakim Sayyid. I went to him once. Very big Hakim. Such a big Hakim that in the morning, 2 a.m., the line, the queue would start at 2 a.m. in the night to get a turn. And in the evening, after Isha, the turn would come for a person. That's how great a Hakim he was. So, what does the Hakim do? They don't just give painkiller, painkiller. What do they do? Come here, they look at the vein, they look at the pulse. And they try to diagnose the root of the illness. Why is this person got a headache? Why is there pain in the leg of this person? Why is there pain in the teeth? Where have you come from? He says, where have you come from? What is it? Where does it come from? So, and then they diagnose the root cause. But what happens is we go to the doctor, painkiller, the disease doesn't go, take this painkiller. Never take a painkiller for a stomachache. I'm not prohibiting you. I'm just giving you an example. Take medicines and the doctors will be upset with me. Yeah, just eat as many as you want. But what does the Hakim do? Why has he got this pain? He goes to the why. He goes to the root. The foundation of the illness. And he corrects the foundation of the illness. Then he don't realize that where's the illness if I pray to you? But the painkiller, you take the painkiller, little bit of ease, then the pain comes back again. Then we say alongside that, oh, take the painkiller and have this other medicine and your stomach will be cured as well. And then the stomach gets upset. So he went there with the pain of the tooth and then he gets motions, diarrhea due to the stomachache. He goes, oh, you've gone even further into sickness. Do you understand the example? So this medicine, what is the, why don't you pray Salah? He's got Iman. He does dhikr, he still does the sins. Still he doesn't, he's learnt the bayan, he's learnt, like I'm just telling you all the words and all the points, and then he still goes back to his phone and he listens to the music, looks at the songs, and he'll look at a girl with his eyes. Oh, but he knew when he heard it that there's a big sin here. What's the reason for this? In normal conditions, you'll go, you'll hear wazda, don't do this action, don't do this, we hear lecture. But when you go to a wali Allah, then he grabs the root from that person, the root. What does he do? He grabs the root. He doesn't give a lecture. Doesn't give a speech. Oh, this, the scorpions will come, they'll burn you, and snakes will come, and you'll get punished, and this. They say, oh, and then they go back, people. But the wali Allah says, come here. Come here. He says, show me your pulse. Say Subhanallah. Yeah, he takes the root of the problem of that person. that take the root of the why. He's got Iman, he's got Quran, he's a good man, he looks like a good man, understanding, he's got brains, he's a beloved person, nice person. MashaAllah, very nice person, handsome person, young man. What's happened to them that shaitan has overtaken him? And so he takes the root cause. So we take the root cause. Then what's the reason? They don't pray salah. Oh, I'm just lazy. Where's the laziness come from? Then pray in the morning, but I'm not in the evening. Pray in the evening, and mornings is gone, or this prayer is gone, or that prayer is gone. So then we realize, what is the root cause of the problem of this person? Allah Ta'ala has taken the root of Ramadan. Because Ramadan, it grabs the root cause of the issue. Ramadan. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Allah Ta'ala is grabbing the root cause of our issues. That all year long they do wrong things, they're doing bad things. Allah takes the root. That we have Quran, we've got the speeches, we've got Shaykhul Hadith, but we're still not getting improved, they don't understand. So Allah says, let me take the root cause of their problem. And when the root is cured, then everything is cured. So what's the root? That you want to get up in the morning? Oh, I want to get up in the morning. What's not getting me get up? Shaitan. Shaitan's been in prison in Ramadan. He's not here now. So has Shaitan not been in prison in Ramadan? So who's stopping you now? Even now you're doing wrong. Thousands of people have not kept fast. Thousands of women at this moment are sitting at home watching TV, listening to music. Thousands of people are backbiting, doing ghibat. Yes? In Ramadan. Everything that destroys a person, the things that destroy, the biggest sickness for a human being, a person, if he catches that, alhamdulillah, then his whole deen and religion will be corrected. Allah Ta'ala has done this in Ramadan. This is what Allah has done in Ramadan.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما قتل على الذين من قبلك لعلكم تتقون أيام معدودات.
Allah said this alongside that as well. Allah says that these fasts that I've made fard upon you, Allah has taken the root cause here for your sickness, that you do dirty actions, you cut your beards, why do you look at women and girls, why do you listen to music, why do you consume riba interest, why do you eat haram, why do you lie? There's only one reason for this. Allah has taken the root. If you grab that root, you'll be corrected properly, 100%.
Allah Ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you believe, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. O believers, my beloved servants, people of faith, you believe in me. Beautiful verse of Allah. Ya Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O my beloved people who have faith in me, who have iman in me. This is words of love. These are words of love, not strictness, not sternness.
Where are you going, my servants, my mabub? What's happened to you? Where are you going? Where have you got to? Allah Ta'ala really loves the people who believe him. In him. Allah loves them immensely that he's believed in me. So Allah says, where are you going, my servant? Oh, my beloved, my servant, where are you going? Qutiba alaykum usiyam. Allah says, let me correct you. Let me correct you. Allah says, I've corrected you. So let me correct you from one thing. Say subhanallah. What is that? Keep a fast. Allah. What should you do? Now do you understand the point? Why are we keeping the fast? Allah Ta'ala wants to improve us, correct us. And not temporarily. Not with Panadol. Permanently Allah wants to improve us. Allah is cutting the root of the issue. So hopefully you'll understand what I'm saying. It's easy to understand, isn't it? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam, my beloved servant. Let me correct you with one tool, one resource, and it will cut the root of your problems. What should you do? Just keep the fast. Keep the fast. Keep the fast. Then Allah says further, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَمَا كُتِبَ لَلَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Allah says, this is not just for you. Not just you who is wrong or spoiled. Since the world was made, since human beings were sent, for every person I've made the fasting fard, compulsory, أَلَّذِينَ. Because everybody I wanted to correct and become onto the right path. From this, with Ummah has Adam al-Islam, Ibrahim al-Islam's Ummah, Musa al-Islam's Ummah, Isa al-Islam's Ummah, Yunus al-Islam's Ummah. Whichever nation, every person who's attached to a Nabi, everyone who's created, Allah said, I wanted to correct them. So I gave them the same dose. I used to take hold of the root cause of the issue. Not just you, that I'm telling you to fast. Allah says, the people who came before you, kama kutiba ala ladina min qablik, those who came before you also fasted. Why? Why were they told to keep fast? For this reason, because I wanted to correct them, so I took the root cause of their problem, from the root. So what is it? What's that root with the fast? How will fast improve us and correct us from the root? La'allakum tattaqoon. Subhanallah. For which reason? Allah says, I want that you come and you come with the truth to me, with the haqq, and this is your destination. Allah says, radiyatan mardiyah, that when you're dying, I want to be happy with you and you be happy with me. I want to bring you back to me in this position so you're not regretting. And my rahmah is embracing you, my mercy is embracing you, subhanAllah. And that you are loving, you have this desire that you're dying and you can see your Rabb. And if you're not worried about death and you have no fear that who you're leaving behind, he says, yes, I'm passing away now, I'm going towards paradise, to my palace, that so long I waited for it. That's the emotion you should have. Radiyatam mardiyya. This maqam, to attain this station, what do we need? What do we need? Muttaqi. We need to become the muttaqis. We need to attain taqwa. Fear of Allah. La'allakum tattaqoon. So Allah said, I want you to get to this level in Ramadan for this reason, so that you can become the muttaqi, the God-fearing person. Allah's curing us. Okay, fine, Allah, we've understood now. So how shall we become muttaqi then? What is a muttaqi? How is a person become a muttaqi? A muttaqi is that person that every action he does according to Allah Ta'ala's orders. And he doesn't displease his Rabb, his Lord. And complete life of obedience. Oh, this action I'm doing, will Allah be unhappy? This action I'm doing, will Allah be unhappy? Every action he takes guidance from Allah. This is called a muttaqi. A muttaqi doesn't have horns on his head, or he's got taqwa, or he becomes famous, or his long moustache, or he doesn't have some other physical proof. What comes inside him? He becomes extremely cautious, careful. He learns how to live his life cautiously. Tilka hududullah. He understands the boundaries that Allah Ta'ala has drawn, and he lives his life within the boundary. This is not my life. Whose life is this? This is Allah's life. And I have to live within that boundary, that circle. I can't go out of the circle, out of the boundary. I don't want to go beyond that. I don't want to transgress. So I will live within this circle, this sphere. This is called the muttaqi. So Allah is saying now, that I want to make you a muttaqi during this month of Ramadan. That's why I gave you fasting. Oh, fasting is a cure. Yes, it's a cure. It's not worship. It is a cure, a solution. Now, all year long, what did we do? We committed sins, isn't it? All year long, just messing about, wasting time. Me, you, all of us, we did this. We did a bit, we left this, we did something, we left something, we left something, we did something. Allah says, this is not life. So fasting, Allah asked us to keep the fast. So Allah told us to keep a fast. It's an example. Ayyamun ma'dudat. Allah says that these are just a short number of days are making you practice. This is a practice for you just for a few days, not forever that you're going to do this. Fasting isn't fard all year long. It's not fard on you all year long. It's just a practice for a short number of days to become a muttaqi, so that the rest of your life you can spend as a muttaqi. These 30, 40 years, they will just evaporate into thin air, disappear. Then the next life will come. And that will be the life that you deserve due to being a muttaqi. What is that? That if you, this Ramadan I've given to you to make you a muttaqi, and if I give you this Ramadan to become muttaqi, what I tell you to do, then you need to do those actions all life long. Then you'll become a muttaqi. So this is a practice I'm making you implement, the practice. What is necessary now, let's see, in Ramadan, that how do we become muttaqis with the fast? Excellent. So what do we do during the fast, during the fasting month? Allah says, don't drink water, we don't drink water. Allah says, don't eat food, we don't eat food. Allah says, don't go to your wife physically, we don't go to... There's many things. Although it's halal, Allah says, don't eat the chicken, we don't eat them. Normally they're halal. Allah says, don't do dirty actions, we stop. Allah says, pray salah, we pray salah. Allah says, 20 rak'ah extra pray, we say, we'll pray. Yes, the same masjid, full of Muslim, the masjids are full, say subhanallah. So what's happened to us suddenly? So the Hakim has started the cure now, because he's going to the root cause. Yes. Huh? That just before Maghrib, before Ramadan, we were like donkeys and monkeys and animals, and after that, all the masjids are full. Subhanallah, say subhanallah. All people have started to pray salah. Musallis, they're running to the masjid. They're worried about the morning. Well, they're worried about staying hungry. Before, they had a concern, what are we going to eat in the morning? What are we going to cook tomorrow? What are we going to cook today? What are we going to cook here? Let's cook this. Let's make biryani today. Oh, I feel like cooking kebabs, making kebabs today. What are we worried about now? The flip side, that we're not going to eat, subhanallah. So now we are concerned about stopping eating. Stopping eating, ceasing to eat. Quickly, quickly, eat, quickly. It was 24 hours, we're not going to eat now. Quickly, the time's finishing. Oh, it's hot. Doesn't matter if it's hot. It's hot. I'm not going to drink, babe. I'm not going to drink. Will you drink water during the fast? Yes, the son here. Yes, the mu'min, even the child of a mu'min doesn't drink. 4-year-old child, 5-year-old child. He says, no, I'm not drinking, Abba. Even though he doesn't know. Because this is the Hakim that's giving us the cure. Cutting the root cause. The root cause is being fixed, Allah Ta'ala. He hasn't given us Panadol, Paracetamol. Allah's given us the solution at the root cause level. So what is the root that Allah Ta'ala has cut? That if I cut this root of the issue, then our whole life can be practiced like this. Yes, what a beautiful example has given to us. So it's just that Allah says, I've identified your root cause issue, put the hand on the problem, from a monkey, from an animal, you'll become a complete Muslim. Jannah is waiting for you, the hoors are waiting for you. Subhanallah, say subhanallah. So what was this? That in the fast, during the fast, that has made this solution. What's the cure that Allah has enabled and implemented? Subhanallah. That thing that we were attracted, invited towards all wrong and vice, Allah's grabbed that thing, subhanallah. Say subhanallah. Allah's grabbed that cause, that means, that resource that would drag us towards wrong, dirty actions it would make us do. Allah's grabbed that thing, that means towards, that used to take us towards bad. Allah's not just grabbed it and we've become muttaqi straight away. What is it that Allah's grabbed? What is it Allah's fixed and He's took hold of? The human beings, desires, base desires. Allah says He's hungry, eat. This was it before, isn't it? And now we say, no, fast, I'm not going to eat. So what have we grabbed? Our desires, khwahishat. The desires say, do this dirty action. You say, no, I'm fasting. I'm in the state of fast, I'm not going to do it. So He suppresses that desire. Do you understand what I'm saying? He crushes that desire. The person said, I want to pray salah. Desire say, no, go to sleep. Allah Ta'ala suppresses the desires. The person prays 20 rakats on top. Have you prayed or not? The same person. Why? Because the desire has been suppressed. The desire has eliminated. The human being becomes the muttaqi. With taqwa. So nafs becomes wretched and the human being gets to promotion and progression. That same thing, the desires that made things hard for you. The biggest thing that was hard for us was from the morning till night, don't eat. And then on top of that, the order is you have to work as well. Go to your shop, run your business, and drive your taxi. Rather this on top, that also in this month there were expeditions and clashes with the fast. The Badr expedition took place in Ramadan. Yes, I won't stop you. Allah Ta'ala won't stop you. But you will definitely do it. Because all of this, the thing that stops you was your nafs, your desires. And your nafs, Allah says, have taken out the problem. And now you become a muttaqi. And when you're a muttaqi, whatever action you do, it will be a pious, a good action. You'll start to recite Durood Sharif. You'll open the Quran to read it. And you will sleep whilst you're fasting. And you won't, even if you're thinking about dirty action, say, no, my fast will be spoiled. Just if your day stop this action. Yes, why? Why have you got this on? Yaar, stop this, put this off, or switch this off. Suddenly, his system has flipped upside down. It's changed suddenly. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has suppressed our desires, our nafs. Crushed our desires. It's stated, for this reason, Allah says, all of the qawms, the previous nations, I made fasting fard on them, because I wanted to crush their desires and practice ayyamu ma'dudat for a few days. You need to practice that all evil and vice, the root cause of this is your nafs, your desires. Do you want to be saved from wrong things? Do you want to pray salah? Do you want to do good deeds? You can't. Why? Because your nafs doesn't allow you. Your desires don't allow you. So the method is this now. What you need to do, the action you need to practice this during Ramadan and when you come out the other side of Ramadan, is don't let your nafs come on top of you, your desires. The nafs, the desires, is the worst and wretched thing that destroys a human being, his own desires. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, a great wali of Allah, rahmatullahi, Hazrat Ibrahim, rahmatullahi, and he was passing by a place once. It was a mountain region, and he was passing by. There's somebody's orchard with pomegranates in there, on the trees. And a big wali Allah. But nafs is with everybody, the desires. Remember this, everyone has their own desires. He was passing by and he saw, and the nafs said, desires, oh, eat a nice sweet pomegranate, break it off the tree. And he broke it off, the pomegranate. And he didn't ask the owner of the orchard, it was wrong. And then he started to please his desires. He broke off the pomegranate, he cut it, and it looked very juicy. He put it in his mouth, it was totally bitter like poison. Ooh, because the nafs invited him, he picked it up and threw it dramatically down. He went further forward. There was a person he saw. A person. And there were like flies. You know the spiders and insects that were attached next to him. Yes, you know, like the honeybee, the wasp. Yeah, there were wasps and there were insects all around him, ready to bite. When he got there, that person said to him, "Assalamu alaikum Ibrahim Khawas." Came to, "How are you? How are you, Ibrahim?" He said, "Huh?" He stopped there. He said, "Baba, you, how did you recognize me, my name? I don't even know you. And you've recited my name, you've mentioned my name." He said, "What answer did he give?" He said, "The person who recognizes Allah, realizes Allah, then everything realizes and recognizes him." Subhanallah. What a great statement. Great statement. Such a person, a human being, is a great person. If we start doing those actions today, that through which we start to recognize Allah and realize who is Allah, then nothing else will be hidden from you. Allah will lift the veils between you and creation. And if you increase this, but nafs, what has he made a human being? Suppressed him like a donkey, like an animal, like a monkey. So he said, "Is it? If this is the case, then when you've said this khwas," yes, khwas rahmatullahi, his name, he said, "If this is the case, that you've even mentioned my name, and you must have a high rank then. You must be on a high level. You must be a wali Allah." And that's, this goes in our mind, isn't it? That the wali Allah, he knows the secrets, and he should just live an easy life, and he should have no pain, and only he knows the knowledge. Rather, this is not the basis of wilayat, of being a friend of Allah. This is not the basis. So, he said, "You must have a high rank. You must be very pious. Very pious, that you realize who is a man, you recognize him, his name. So then why don't you do dua to Allah, that all these insects that are on top of your body, that Allah gets rid of them." Yes, he said, this is a good point, isn't it? He said, "Is it?" He said, "But I see that you have a high maqam khwas, you have a very high rank khwas." SubhanAllah. "Your maqam, I know it's very high maqam, you are very higher in rank than me, your status. So why didn't you do dua? That your nafs, your desires, Allah protects your desires, that you didn't steal that pomegranate." Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. He said that you are telling me, do dua that Allah removes these insects. Why don't I do this? But listen, that the insects are biting my body, aren't they? Physically. But your nafs, Your desires is not biting your body. Your desires are not biting your body. It is biting your heart. Your desires are biting your heart. And the bitten body, the body, it can get cured. But the heart that's been bitten by the desires, you know, when it's bitten, injected or bitten, the heart, then that is the fire of Jahannam only can cool that person. So should you do dua or should I do dua? He understood then. He said, Subhanallah. Nafs, the desires. Yes, haven't your desires destroyed you? So my brothers, the nafs, the desires, the nafs, your desires, to imprison your desires, to understand the tricks of the nafs, Allah has given us Ramadan to recognize the desires. Yes, you have to learn the method. You have to learn the method of to pass Ramadan. Not that you've eaten suhoor and then iftari time you break the fast, then you eat in the morning, then in the night you eat again. This is not the fast. This is not the fast. This is logical that Ramadan Allah has given to us the fasting. That how do you control the nafs, the desires? Ayyamu madudat. Allah says that just few days of fasting, then you'll be set free again in the playing field of the world. Today I'm helping you, Allah is saying. Then you have to help yourself after that, and you have to keep your nafs in control. If you want to become the muttaqi, the real muttaqi, this is the one reason all the orders of Allah that you break, all of the orders of Allah that you compromise, there's only one reason that your nafs, your desires have destroyed you. Your desires. Shaitan is not doing this. That's why I've imprisoned shaitan in Ramadan. Shaitan does other things. Shaitan has other attacks on you. The real thing to save you from Jahannam is to control your desires. The pious predecessors have given an example. As a Yusuf alayhi salam, he controlled his desires. Yusuf alayhi salam, the woman invited him, invited his desires, and she threw her heart towards him, and she invited him towards sin, and she gave her heart to him, and she closed the doors, and she showed her beauty, the beautiful woman, and you are young. Subhanallah. And she invited him towards bad, evil. Subhanallah, what happened then? Yusuf alayhi salam, he controlled his desires, controlled his wants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he put the crown of Misr, Egypt on his head. And Zulaykha, she destroyed her nafs, her desires. And she obeyed her desires. And she made her desires apparent. And she threw down her nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made her wretched and cursed. And she made her blind. Allah gave her sickness. She was lost in the world. Yes, she became dishonored in the world. So today in the Quran, what is dishonor? For which reason? Because she tried to dishonor the Prophet. Look at the difference. She and he controlled his nafs. As a Yusuf alayhi salam, he was a Nabi. But Allah Ta'ala gives the example through the Prophets. He controlled his nafs, his desires, and the crown of Misr, Egypt on his head. Subhanallah. And a beautiful story. Allah Ta'ala said that his story is a beautiful story. With love. Allah says, oh my beloved Prophet. And Allah said in the Quran, oh my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let me tell you a beautiful story. Allah started it like that. The surah. Surah Yusuf, the Rabb, our Lord, is telling his Mahbub, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beautiful story. Why? Because in this, for the Ummah, are very, very great lessons. That today if you control your nafs, then subhanallah, the crown of paradise will be placed on your head. If today, like Zulaykha, you destroy your nafs, then remember, in the world you'll be dishonored and you'll be lost. So my brothers, the nafs, this month, we should understand what this month is for. It's a very valuable month for practice. Just like today we leave food and drink with Allah's order, then even tomorrow keep this action existent. It's Allah, the same Rabb. He is our Malik. Today our Malik, he says this tomorrow as well. That he's saying to you today, Hayla Salah, Hayla Falah, tomorrow he'll also be calling us, summoning us, beckoning to us. Allah, our Rabb will not change. After 30 days, our Lord will not change. Our God will not change. That's why I said that Allah is making us practice so that you can become aware that everything, the wrong actions, the root cause of that is your nafs, your desires. Now I'm going to live my life by controlling my desires. When my desires stop me from implementing Allah's orders, I'll crush my desires. I'll stand on them. Just like Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam crushed his desires. He said, no way can I do this. How can I do this? Never will I do this, he said. And this is my nafs that's destroying me, my desires. Just like your nafs says to you, drink water. He said, no way will I drink water. You want to destroy me? You want to make me wretched? You'll say this, won't you, during fasting to the nafs? You'll say this to your desires yourself. So tomorrow, same way, bring this dynamic in front of you. So Allah's Nabi didn't like this. That make a face like this. This is my nafs that's making me beloved, this action beloved to me. My desires. That should I leave the preparation for the hereafter? Should I leave those actions? Should I leave those deeds? No. No. Who's making me stop this? My nafs is making me stop this. So just like that during Ramadan I kept the fast to crush the desires and I became a muttaqi, that same way today that I put my hand and my feet, I crush my desires so I can become an ummati and live my life properly. May Allah Ta'ala give us all in this Ramadan the tawfiq to understand what Ramadan is. Ameen. Come, let's recite Durood Sharif and let's do some dhikr.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين طه وياسين الحبيب الأمين هم میرے مولا اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے کبیرہ صغیرہ سارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے اے میرے مولا ہدایت کے راستے کھول دے یا اللہ جنت کے راستے کھول دے یا اللہ جنت کے راستے کھول دے جہنم کے راستے ہمیشہ کے لیے بند فرما دے یا اللہ ہمیں نفس سے لڑنا سکھا دے نفس کو ذلیل کرنا سکھا دے نفس کو قابو کرنا سکھا دے یا اللہ وسائل و ذریعہ عطا فرما جس سے ہم نفس سے لڑ سکیں میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمیں متقی بندہ بنا دے یا اللہ ہمیں متقی انسان بنا دے اپنے احکام پہ چلنے والا انسان بنا دے یا اللہ اپنے احکام پہ چلنے والا انسان یا اللہ ہمیں نفس سے آزاد فرما دے یا رحم الرحیم ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما بیماریوں کو دور فرما پریشانی کو دور فرما جو جو ہماری خواہشات ہیں ان کو پورا فرما یا کریم تو اپنے فضل قوم سے ہدایت کے راستے کھول دے یا اللہ ہم بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما ہمارے والدین کو میرے مولا تو جنت الفردوس سے زکاتا فرما جو حیات ہے ان کو میرے مولا دائمی حیات سے اچھی نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل قوم سے ہر چیز ہمارے مناسب اور ہماری مرضی کے مطابق ہمیں عطا فرما رمضان ہمارے پہ آسان فرما صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ خیر خلق ہی نور عرش ہی زینت فرش ہی والے صاحب اجمائن برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون والسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ